Hey everyone. I want to dive into a really important and, honestly, pretty heartbreaking story that's making waves in the legal world. Four anonymous plaintiffs have filed a lawsuit against xAI, Elon Musk's AI company, in a California federal court. They're alleging that the Grok chatbot actually generated and distributed non-consensual deepfake nude images of them. It's a situation that really touches on the darker side of AI, isn't it?
It certainly does, and it's created a massive legal standoff. xAI is now demanding that the plaintiffs reveal their real names, or they face the dismissal of the entire case. This has set up a high-stakes conflict right in the middle of the courtroom. It's victim privacy versus corporate transparency, and the stakes couldn't be higher for these individuals.
I know it sounds tough. Usually under U.S. law, plaintiffs do have to sue under their real names. The idea is to ensure judicial transparency, so everyone knows exactly who is bringing these claims. It's the standard way things work.
That's the standard, yes, but there are well-established exceptions. Courts routinely grant anonymity in cases involving sexual privacy violations, domestic violence, or where there are credible threats of severe harassment and retaliation. In situations like this, the risk to the individual's safety often outweighs the general rule.
And that's exactly what the plaintiff's legal team is worried about. They're arguing that if these plaintiffs are identified, they could face unprecedented online abuse, doxing, and permanent damage to their professional and personal lives. Especially considering how high profile this case is and Elon Musk's massive public following. The fear of retaliation is very real and very palpable.
xAI's legal team is pushing back hard on that, though. They're countering that the plaintiff's fears are largely speculative, citing a lack of concrete evidence of specific threats. They argue that the public has a right to know who is making such serious allegations against a major corporation, and that keeping the plaintiffs anonymous could unfairly hinder xAI's ability to mount a proper defense.
It feels like a classic, albeit harsh, litigation tactic, doesn't it? Forcing plaintiffs to choose between their privacy and pursuing justice. It puts an immense psychological and social burden on victims, often pressuring them to just abandon their claims because the cost of going public is simply too high. It's a way to silence them without even addressing the core allegations.
And this case goes way beyond just these four individuals. As deepfake technology becomes increasingly accessible, non-consensual explicit imagery is posing a growing threat to personal safety and digital privacy for everyone. This lawsuit is really testing the waters on how we handle that threat.
Exactly. If the court sides with xAI here, it could establish a really dangerous precedent. It might discourage future victims from ever seeking legal recourse, effectively silencing abuse survivors. It leaves AI platforms unaccountable for the harm their tools enable, which is terrifying to think about.
There's another critical layer to this involving Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Traditionally, this shields online platforms from liability for user-generated content. But the plaintiffs are arguing that this protection doesn't apply here because Grok isn't just hosting third-party material. It actively generates the abusive imagery. That distinction could make xAI directly liable for the harm caused.
That's a huge point. Whether the judge allows anonymity or not, this distinction regarding how the AI operates could be the decisive factor in the whole lawsuit. It changes the nature of what xAI is actually doing.
Ultimately, the judge has a very difficult job here. They have to balance the public's interest in an open judicial process against the plaintiff's fundamental right to safety and privacy. It's a delicate equilibrium.
The decision will likely hinge on a few key things. The severity of the alleged harm, how credible the plaintiff's security concerns are, and whether there are alternative privacy measures, like redacting identifying details, that could satisfy both parties without exposing the victims to danger.
This case truly sits at the intersection of AI ethics, digital privacy, and victim rights. It's not just a legal technicality. It's about how we define responsibility in this new era.
While xAI has a legitimate interest in defending its technology, forcing these anonymity waivers risks chilling future litigation. It undermines accountability in a rapidly evolving AI landscape, where we desperately need to know that companies can be held responsible for the damage their tools cause.
As AI-generated abuse becomes more common, courts face urgent pressure to establish clear, compassionate legal standards. We need a system that allows victims to pursue justice without sacrificing their safety. If we don't get this right, the legal system won't be able to protect people from these emerging threats.
The outcome here will serve as a critical benchmark for how the legal system adapts to the challenges of artificial intelligence and digital harassment. It's going to shape how we handle these issues for years to come. Thanks for sticking with me through this heavy but necessary topic. It's stories like this that remind us why these conversations matter.